What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Forget about a playoff spot. You start talking about the tallying of the wins and all that stuff. 42 games to go. Mm-hmm. You want to be a 90-win team. It's going to be tough sledding here for each of these teams. So we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Obviously, both Yankees off today. Mets back in action against the Braves here. Looking at least win this series. It's the very least they could do. Try to get back on track here as they still want to keep a hold on their playoff spot and also chase down the Phillies, who all of a sudden have lost a couple in a row. We will have Straw joining us at 11:30.
Straw man.
Yeah, now, I just really want to ask him. We could have some fun with him, whatever. Good dude. You want to have some fun about the record, all that stuff. But I really specifically want to ask him about the ball and see what he says about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a chance to do that with
it's
with
funny. We're getting answers to things that pop up. We want to find out what was happening with John Sterling and Steiner. Yeah. We get Sterling on the show. Yeah. We want to find out what's going on with the ball. We got Straw coming up on the show. That's what we do here.
Why speculate when you could just ask the people themselves?
That's what I'm saying. BT
right
and Sal.
Go right to the source. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019. Now, you know, Straw's probably just going to be like, nah, I don't care about it.
I know. But we'll have to
dig it at him. Yeah. Get the real answer from him. Andrew's calling from Morris Plains. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was, watching that game last night. I got to say, this team has had some really bad losses this season. That was one of them last night for me. But it's really as I'm listening to the radio and that stuff, I really do think, and I said this to my friends and family, before going into the season, what they didn't accomplish was getting an ace pitcher. I mean, I like Senga. I like Minaya. I like Peterson. I think they're great. But they got flaws. And these are guys that can't pitch six innings, and it's just unacceptable to, like, even like last night, to only go up to four innings. And something has to get fixed. I mean, whatever happens this season, they need to get an ace pitcher, because yep. I mean, I look at that 2015 team. You had Syndergaard, you had DeGrom, you had Harvey and Matt, players who were at their peak at that time, and I don't see it on this team. And one other thing too, I am really pulling for Soto to do something here, and he has not shown it. I mean, yes, he made a two-run homer last night. That was great. But he had an opportunity last night to maybe get a three-run homer or something, and he didn't do it.
Well, listen, it's not fair to expect a three-run bomb every time. And I know you guys were down three at that point, and it would have been nice. And he's been hitting home runs more frequently. Matter of fact, he leads the team. He just hit, went past Pete, obviously. So he's done some really good things. But there's no way to frame this other than Juan Soto has been less than what everybody thought he would be with the New York Mets. It's indisputable. It doesn't mean if they get to the postseason, he won't be clutch again like he was with the Yankees. It's hitting .252. That's all you need to know.
Well, the other thing to me, the worst thing than his batting average is the fact that every time he comes up in one of those moments, every time, he has failed.
It seems like it's almost every time.
Every time since opening day. Every time. And that is the reason why I loved Juan Soto more than anybody, is because I expect him to come through in those moments, the way that Mike Piazza used to come through in those big moments. Soto has done that throughout the course of his career. We saw it last year with the Yankees. You saw it in 2019 in the postseason with the Nationals. That is where he excels. The bigger the moment, the better Juan Soto is. And for whatever reason, Every time he's come up in a big spot this year with the Mets, he has failed. All you mentioned his home runs. He's not had one three-run homer this year.
Now that is amazing.
How do you not have one three-run homer? Last night they needed it. Now, and he's also had games where you could hit bunches. I'm not trying to... He's not the reason they lost the game last night.
No, I agree.
But he was one of the reasons that they failed to get back into that game. He came up in a big spot, worked the count back into his favor, and he struck out. Two guys on, everybody's expecting it. At the very least, you could hit the ball in the gap somewhere and get the game a little closer, get some of the mojo back, the momentum back, and he strikes out. At best, you're hoping to tie the game, 9-9, here we go. He didn't do it. Meanwhile, the opposite, Alonso has come through in almost every big moment, or at least the majority of the big moments this year.
Listen, you're right. He's not the reason why they lost the game last night. I brought this up, but they won, and we were wrapped up in the history with Pete and Straw. And by the way, Sal said Straw's going to join us coming up in a little bit here on the show. We'll have fun with Daryl Strawberry. The night before, two games ago, in the first inning, that route that he took in the outfield was not good. And you don't want to see that in October. You don't want to see that when you try to stabilize the season. You're right. He's not the reason why they lost last night, but he is the singular biggest culprit as to why their lack of production with men on base is so bad.
Correct.
He's
awful.
Number one.
He's been awful with runners in scoring position. He's supposed to excel in those spots. Now, back to the real issue, the starting pitchers. So people could say, well, Stearns, we knew this going into the year. The problem is, what were the alternatives? I have a list up here of the starting pitchers that were free agents going into the season. Who were the guys that we were pounding the desk for saying that you should go get him? Corbin Burns, I never wanted him. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect Stearns to get him. I would not have invested in him. He ends up getting hurt.
He's done.
He signed a huge deal with Arizona. He ends up getting hurt. Blake Snell, I mean, I feel like we might have made an argument for him. I forget exactly.
A little bit.
Okay.
How about Freed?
Yeah, well, I mean, but Freed went to... Yeah, the Mets were not going to do that. Now, you could say... Should they have done that in addition to Soto? Maybe. I told you he was the one guy that I would have invested in.
Yeah, he did.
Long term, if I were going to do that. But still, okay, so is he the only one? Nate Eovaldi stayed with the Rangers for 3 years. You know, the guy that I wanted was...
What about keeping Seve?
Walker Buehler. Keeping who?
Seve.
Yeah, I don't know. How's he been? He hasn't been great. I know it's a
different
Sacramento.
Ballpark, Sacramento. Yeah.
Quintana, or at a one-year deal. Like,
Quintana's one you could push back on. That's a guy who kind of fit.
But think about what we're talking about. Like, if they sign Quintana, you think we'd all be like, yeah, Mets rotation is loaded. It's easy to say now. Now, I like Quintana, and I would have brought him back. But, like, what's the difference with Quintana and Griffin Canning if Griffin Canning doesn't get hurt?
But he would have been better than Blackburn when Blackburn was making a call. I know he's backing out of the pen. But Blackburn had a couple of starts, early-ish, middle season, whatever that was. I mean, Quintana's a guy that fit. Off speed, he's going to throw strikes. He's going to give you 5+. He's not going to throw the ball by you. But for a team that was theoretically built on offense, I think Quintana would have been a great fit to come back.
The one I wanted badly was Walker Buehler, and even him. Like, would he have been a difference maker in this rotation? I don't think so. We definitely didn't want Montas. So really, any of those guys would have been better than Montas, and you could get on him for that. But I don't think that there's a difference maker that was out there. Freed, yes. And even him. Look at what Freed's done as of late with the Yankees. So if Freed did what Peterson did last night, we'd be going just as nuts, and it would have been $218 million as opposed to what Peters is making, peanuts. So I'm not trying to minimize that signing. I don't think it's as blatant as this was the clear go get this guy.
Yep.
And Stearns failed.
What about from a trade perspective a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I also don't think that Alcantara. I mean, I would have liked, it's why I gave him an A, not an A+. I would have liked to have seen them add a starter.
They had to. It was surprising then. It's even worse now.
But they didn't because of the young guys. So now we're going to see. They did add a starter as far as Nolan McClain goes. Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Listen, as a Mets fan, I'm extremely frustrated. It's not about winning a World Series. It's just about the franchise being good. And they haven't made back-to-back playoffs more than twice. And they wouldn't have if they didn't extend the playoff format. And once again, Pete Alonso is the bright spot in the sea of darkness as a Mets fan. So it's just like, it's the same old Mets, and you can bring in whoever you want. But until the results change and we don't win a World Series or we're not in the playoffs back-to-back years, it's the same old Mets for me.
He's dropping same old Mets. You're going to let him get away with that?
Yeah, that's too crazy. I mean, Lawrence, you're going over the top here. Oh, he hung up on us. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in, as always. See, to me, that's too nuts. It's not the same old Mets. You're going to minimize now all the accomplishments if they were to make the postseason and say, well, the only reason why you got in because of the extra wild card. Yeah, that's true, but they didn't benefit when they had good teams in the 80s. They didn't have the benefit of a wild card. Yeah. Otherwise, who knows? Maybe they would have. Maybe something different would have happened in 85, in 87.
We would have had a Subway Series in the 80s if there was a wild card. Yankees were the winningest team in the 80s. They kept losing out to Toronto.
Right.
They won like 97 one year in 80, I think it was 85. Mets finished second to the Cardinals in 85. Right. Nothing, obviously, win the World Series. Like, I think there would have been a Subway
Imagine
Series.
Imagine how wild that would have been back in the 80s.
And like
how
Doc against Donnie?
How that would have changed everything moving forward.
Doc, like, yeah. Think about that.
And also think about it from the perspective of that predates interleague play.
Yeah.
So from 97 on, we've gotten used to the Mets playing the Yankees. And then by 2000, it was still a big deal in the World Series.
No question.
But you got used to it. If that happened in the 80s.
Dude, all we had was the Mayor's Trophy game for a couple years back then. I don't even know if I've ever seen the Mayor's Trophy. I remember when it would happen. I remember reading it in the paper. I don't even know if it was televised.
Keith versus Donnie, head-to-head in the World Series.
Well, how about Doc Gooden versus Donnie?
No, I get it. I know, I'm just saying,
you get to see.
You get two guys go head-to-head like that? Either way, I'm not going to minimize.
Ricky trying to steal on Gary Carter? Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, that's.
I'm not going to minimize the Mets' accomplishments. Now, they got to get there. I thought they were going to be there in 2023. I thought after 2022, even as bad as that was blowing that division, okay, this is the beginning of the sustained run. We've been here before, like, 2006, the Mets are going to take over the town from the Yankees. And obviously they failed. The epic collapse in 2007, never recovered from there. This should be different because of the backing of King Cohen and hiring David Stearns. I thought off of 2022, they were going to make the postseason 2023 and beyond, like, especially with the expanded postseason, both the Mets and Yankees missing in 2023. All right, build it back up now, 2024. If they don't make the postseason this year, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm out of answers. I'm out of going nuts. Like, they don't make the playoffs now. What are you supposed to do? You've been yelling for years about going to get the owner to spend more money. Mm-hmm. They get the owner. They spend the most money. They get the big free agent. They don't just go out there and hire mercenaries everywhere the way that they did in 2023. Like, they're trying to do it different ways. If they don't make the playoffs now with the expanded postseason where they had one of the best records for a majority of the year, I don't know what to tell you. Mercy. White flag. Then it is. Is it just about luck?
Tapping out?
Yeah.
Hear a little uncle at that point?
Yeah. Mm. I think so. Now, I expect them to make the postseason. I expect them to make it.
Hey, by the way, the same old Mets, and I can see why some people would say that. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's patently unfair.
Right. But if they do fall short again, do you think
I still don't feel that way, dude. I still know. I mean, there's 40-something thousand there every night. No, I don't feel that way. I don't.
Well, do you think the attendance would be there next year? The way that
I mean,
is this
with
year?
Soto, and you know that they, you know, if they don't make the playoffs, and I'd say that in my mind right now, it's 65-35 that they will.
Right.
Okay. But if they didn't, you know they're going to retool.
Yeah.
They're not going to take this line down here.
Agreed. No,
and they'll come back with some more stars. So, yeah, the fans will be there every night.
They'll go fighting every year. Well, I only ask that because we talked about the residual from last year.
I know.
Which led to the success in attendance this year.
Yeah, Cohen calling out the fans.
If they miss the postseason this year, fans are going to be angry.
They're going to be pissed, but they'll still be there because there's too much star power. With Soto.
Alan's calling from Freehold, New Jersey. What's up, Alan?
What up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Alan?
Good. You talked about a BT on Monday, the construction of both clubs. That is the gist of the problems. Getting the old guys, experimenting like the Mets with their pitching lab, like they're the only ones that came out with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both dealing with, both of them, construction, because, again, bringing up young kids. Now the Mets don't want to bring up young kids. They have Alonso. They brought him up. But the bottom line is, and again, last night is an example. If you just give me a minute. Last night, okay, you're winning 6-0 against a guy, Carrasco, who could not pitch in the College World Series.
The game should have been over.
You're winning 6-0. But you're winning 6-0. But by the fourth inning, you're losing 9-6.
Can't happen.
So how that can be a shock? There's four quarters in football. There's three periods in hockey. Now, Sal, you're totally right about, let's see, Manaea again is, whether he's injured or not, whatever. But Holmes pitched good for half a year. But the bottom line is, it's the whole year, you know, three quarters of the year. Everybody goes through their rut.
Understood.
Ruts.
But this is right. This is more than just a rut. The point is, Alan.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying, Sal. Sal, that's what I'm saying. You're right about it. But like Cannon, like BT said, he was going down.
He was.
You got to think as a GM and owner for the whole year. If you win it by 42 in the NBA in the second quarter, it doesn't mean anything because you know what happened.
But Alan, you're forgetting, and thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
If you're going to go over the whole year, and you're right, they're building it for the whole year. That's what Stearns did. Go over all of it. Tyler McGill, do we love him?
No.
But Tyler McGill was at least a starting pitcher who was serviceable for the Mets in the beginning part of the year. Griffin Canning, same thing. Do we love Griffin Canning? I started to really like watching him pitch. I respect him,
that's for sure.
Yeah, but again, big league starting pitcher that was doing his job. Those were the two depth arms to complement what should have been Senga, Manaea, Holmes, Montas, love him or hate him, whatever, he's a part of the rotation, and David Peterson. That's seven guys right there that should at the very least be serviceable big league pitchers. Mm-hmm. Canning down for the year. Tyler McGill has been hurt for a long time. Senga was good, then he got hurt. Manaea hurt right out of the get-go. And then you have Montas and obviously Holmes. Montas was hurt as well for the first half of the year. Mm-hmm. He comes back. Holmes, whatever, he's at least been there the whole time. And Peterson been there the whole time and been pretty good. Point is, I think Stearns did build this with the thought of the entire year. Throwing Blackburn, like, they had eight guys that you could say, hey, in case of an emergency, three deep, mm-hmm. we're good.
Yeah.
We're not dipping in the minor leagues for some double-A scrub who shouldn't be here. They were covered with at least serviceable big league starters. They got hit hard by injury, and now that they're as healthy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As they've been, the guys just aren't producing.
Well, they're not. And think about the way the last caller started the call. He talked about how, I think it was the day that you were off Monday.
Yeah.
When I talked about, and it was more about the Yankee construction roster-wise versus right. the Mets. I spent more time on the Yankees because there's bigger problems there. I'm not going to absolve Stearns, but I'm going to get some clear and distinct separation from the way Stearns built the roster than the way Cashman has. Meaning, I think Cashman has built a terrible roster. Right. And I think that Stearns got here 2 years ago and had to see what the hell he had. So I got to give him some room to get off the ground here. There's no doubt. One thing on Manaea, all right? One thing on Manaea. So when he changes, and I remember saying this to you a while ago, and I almost hope it's a loose body in his arm still rather than what I'm about to say. Because my fear a little bit with Manaea, when he switched up that windup and he became Chris Sale yeah. for 18 starts, he looked like a Cy Young winner, right? Now that's also the first time the league saw him. Now, that was last year. Now you go to school on him with film during the offseason. So I don't know if it's because his stuff is a little diminished because of the loose bodies or because now the league's starting to see this new delivery release point and it's not nearly as effective. I don't know the answer.
And I doubt that the Mets brought him back thinking that he was going to be as great as he was last year. And that's what he was. He was terrific last year in that second half since he changed the arm angle. But maybe hoping that there'd be somewhere in between. Remember, they signed him the year before.
Yep.
You know, they signed him before he turned into what he did, the Sale example.
Correct.
Thinking he, and I liked him. Like, he's had some good years.
But he was a fine pickup.
Solid. But he pitched like an ace. So even if they weren't expecting him to pitch like an ace, he's got to be better. Now, he's been hurt the whole year. He comes back, and he gives you, I'm going to say as a starter here.
Forget you got the game log in front of you?
Yes,
I do. Okay, go ahead.
So forget the game going into the All-Star break against Kansas City, where remember, he was the second guy.
Came in second, yes.
4 innings against Cincinnati, one run. Yeah. 5 innings against the Angels, one run. That's what you want. You're building your way up.
I'm getting there.
5 innings against the Padres, also one earned run allowed. That's good. Like, you're taking that, okay?
Terrific.
Even though they lost that game, how the hell they lose that game 7-1? The bullpen must have imploded. I forget that game. Anyway, it was against the Padres, where they were getting swept by the Padres. In
three good starts.
But still five, yeah, exactly. Three good starts in a row and building his way up.
Yeah.
Next start against Cleveland. Now, this is where he starts to lose it badly when the Mets desperately needed him. At home against Cleveland, he was rolling through 5 innings. He implodes in the 6 innings. He went 5 2/3, allowing all 5 runs, if I'm correct, in that sixth inning.
I remember.
And then last time out, he staked to a big lead against Milwaukee.
5-0.
And he goes I think it was 4-0, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever it was.
Maybe I think it was five. I think the Mets scored 5 runs.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then he goes 4 innings and allows 4 earned runs.
Yeah.
That can't happen. So it went from, okay, he's good, solid, what we expect, building your way up in 3 starts, even in the 4th start against Cleveland, and then just imploding in that 6th inning, and then last time out, unacceptably bad again with the 4 innings blowing that big lead. So it's been 2 awful starts for Manaea. Everything else has been pretty good, so I'm still not sure what to believe. All I know is this. If he pitches the way that he pitched the last two, they cannot survive.
I agree with that.
There's no way to
survive. The season will basically be over if he doesn't get better.
You can smell the weed in the air already, BT.
Is that a bad thing for
you? No, I mean, well, you know me. I've been to plenty of concerts like that before.
Yeah,
I understand it.
Yeah.
Raekwon, Mobb Deep, you kidding me?
Dude, that's sick, man. I mean, you think about West Coast rap, right? But you talk about the East Coast rap. And and they were kind of... at least Mobb Deep was, they were kind of pulled into the Tupac stuff.
Yeah.
There was diss tracks going back and forth.
I remember
there
Tupac,
was crazy stuff.
Bleep Mobb Deep. I like Mobb Deep.
Right? Sure. So, and I think, was it Prodigy? I forget which one of them said that. Like, they actually loved Tupac, and they never really met him. And they're like, hey, keep dissing us, man. We're about to make some money here. So that's going to be a sick concert.
Oh, looking forward to that one. Raekwon and Mobb Deep, of course. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We are awaiting the straw man, Daryl Strawberry. We haven't had him on together, so it'll be fun to talk to Straw here for a little bit, obviously about his record going down and seeing what he thinks about Pete Alonso writing that on the baseball there.
You think he knows? What was written?
He's going to find out. I think by now...
I don't think he's very active on social media, so I'm not so sure that he knows.
Somebody... I hope not, honestly. But I would assume somebody had to have gotten it to him or asked him about it. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. I do think it's interesting Hoff was telling us Straw's on the West Coast. So I assume that he was going to be... Not that he's going to be hanging on for every single game to see Alonso break the record. And I know he sent the video in. But I did assume he was going to be at the ceremony the day after. Like, maybe they fly him in that morning, yesterday morning. Now, it turns out it got postponed till tonight.
Yeah.
They're going to have that ceremony for Pete tonight. So I certainly thought he was going to be there, but apparently not. He's on the West Coast, so.
He's not going?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Maybe there's an issue. Maybe Pete met when he wrote what he wrote on the bull. Maybe he was dissing Straw.
Well, do you think that he has a right if Straw doesn't show up?
No. By the way, I'm saying that in jest. I think they actually have a good relationship.
Right, say you put yourself in Pete's shoes. You break the record.
Yeah.
You get a nice little video from Straw, but the Straw Man's not there. Okay, and he's going to be joining us here in a second, so we could ask him about that.
Jeter didn't even go to Old Timers Day, so I'm going to get a Straw Man for flying across the country on a win. No, I got Daryl's back.
Let's ask the man himself right now, joining the program, BT and Sal, Daryl Strawberry. How are you, Straw? We appreciate the few minutes. What's going on?
Straw.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing back there in New York City?
Yeah, we're not bad.
Good.
So first one, before we get to the baseball here, so you're on the West Coast. You're obviously not going to be at this ceremony tonight for Pete. There's no way you could have made that, right?
No way I could have made it. I'm out here for a charity for cancer tonight in California.
Okay, so there you go. And I know you sent the video in and all that stuff. Your record, Straw, was held for 37 years. What is it? Was it a big deal to you when you broke it? Who'd you pass? Kingman, right, in 1988?
Kingman, 1988. I didn't even realize it was, I passed Kingman until somebody told me that. But I was more concerned about performing and staying focused, and I think that's what baseball is all about. I think, let's see, people would talk about the record, talk about how low it is, but you got to remember where this franchise was and what kind of players that had came through this franchise before I got there. And there was a lot of players that came through that had success, but did they have great success? Not a whole lot. You couldn't have had a whole lot, you know, being in last place year after year. And had it not been for development, Frank Cashin developing the farm system and developing players like myself, Gooden, all the players that came through, Lenny and all this, Mitchell, all the players that came through that were younger, and then they started to have this movement towards what was important in the organization for younger players to be able to come to the big leagues and be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Ruth or Hank or Willie or some of the other franchises, but you got to start somewhere. That's the whole point, Straw. Like, eventually, you know, we'll see how long Pete is a Met, and that's obviously a very important point of conversation, but, you know, he might wind up with five if he's not here forever. Soto will probably blow by his, and that just continues to elevate. And the number's not going to be 254 forever. Eventually, it's going to be five bills. That's how you get it up there.
That's exactly how it works, you know, and we have to credit these younger players for working hard and getting there. I mean, so many former players look at the players today, and they envy the players because of, what, salaries? Man, they play baseball just like we did. We don't sit here. I'm not a player to sit here and critique players. I love the players. I encourage the players. You know, do the best you can. Understand the fan base that you have, you play in front of. I think a lot of times people don't recognize the Mets fan base is incredible. They just have suffered for so long. And they're tired of suffering, you know, and they need winners. They need teams coming in there that's competing every year and giving them a chance to win and win. They need to win, regardless of how many numbers Pete gets, Soto get, Lindor get, Nimble get. You need to start winning for this fan base. It is an incredible fan base. I played there for 8 seasons. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. And everybody's always trying to compare with the Yankees. You don't compare yourself with the Yankees. The Mets have had some players that are franchise players that are doing great things. And as you can see, we're finally Stevie is coming in there, and he's finally recognizing that the players that they have had here turned this franchise around to have a face. And now they have a face of players today that needs to be successful. And we need to pull for them. We need to encourage them. I'm a big part of this franchise. I love the franchise because I'm a homegrown player from the franchise.
And you know, it's amazing. But, of course, Darryl Strawberry with us here, BT and Sal, gracious enough for some time. Obviously, Pete now, the all-time Mets home run leader. You're one of the few, and I want to keep this to the Mets, but just as more of a statement. You're one of the few New York baseball players who was loved by both fan bases. I mean, how many other people could say that?
I don't think many can.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm really thankful that I had the opportunity to play for the Yankees and play for the Boston, play for Joe Torre, and play among all those young players with Jeter and Mo and Sada and all those good players that they developed through that organization that made them great. And that's what, you know, the franchise of the New York Yankees is always going to be an historical franchise because of what they have done for many years and the players that they've had for many years. New York is the greatest place to play. Regardless of what anybody say or think, I know because I had a chance to play on each side and I had a chance to play in other places, but nothing like playing in the passion of New York fans. And when they speak loud. And if you don't listen, I mean, you can't let the noise get to you, but if you can't hear what they're saying about you when you're not playing well, there's something's wrong with you. You don't understand how great it is to play in front of people. So I think that's what I got a chance to experience and love about playing in New York because it's nothing like it. It's nothing like playing under the pressure. It's nothing like being in the spotlight, but you got to perform.
Yeah, and just I'm thinking of it off the top of my head here. I'm pretty sure you're the first position player, homegrown position player, to have his number retired by the Mets. Do you think, Straw, if you chose, for whatever reason, I know the Mets front office, and then you wanted to go to L.A., whatever it may be, if you were a Met, lifelong Met, you think we would have seen 500? How much damage do you think you could have done had you stayed in New York with the Mets for your entire career?
Easily 500, no doubt about it. Had to stay focused. And you know, but I knew the organization was going in a different direction when you start getting rid of all the players that I came up with. It's hard to stay with a group of guys that don't understand winning. And that's what was happening in my later part of my career with them, you know, last couple years. You know, guys started accepting losing. I hated losing because I was used to winning all the time, and I was used to players that had a lot of guts. And that's what it takes to play there. When you get complacent and get comfortable with losing, then that's what it's going to be. And so I didn't really have a feel that the organization was going in the direction of winning and keep winning. That's why I made that decision. Had I known about staying in New York, I probably would have went to the Yankees. I didn't know. If George probably was around, he told me I would have snatched you in the free agent market when you was a free agent. And I could have stayed in New York, but I didn't know, and I ended up going to the West Coast. And with that being said, we moved on from that and just went to the place of the fact that I am a New York Met. For the rest of my life, that franchise I played under, I was very successful through the minor league system and the major league system for them, and being an everyday player, I'm truly thankful for that.
Yeah, and the reason why I asked that, Straw, is not to say like, oh, regret leaving, but it's not like you went to the Dodgers and hit 30 home runs every year for the next 5-6 years. Obviously, there were some issues going on there, and maybe if you stayed with the Mets, it could have been different, and the production would have followed as well. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, no, I understand that because my production would have stayed at the level it stayed at playing in New York. I was already accustomed to playing in New York. I already know what it was like to play in front of the fan base and run out there and have people scream for you and cheer for you and yell for you and have them tell you when you suck. You know, and I think that's what a lot of players.
Yeah,
I think that's what a lot of players can't deal with today. They can't deal with hearing the fact that you suck. But you do when you do. It should motivate you to want to win. And I'm thinking with these players today, you know, they have a chance and opportunity. You got a great owner. You got a great owner. So there's no excuses. I mean, he pays well. He probably give you everything that you need. There's no reason why you shouldn't want to go out there and dominate and kick butt, you know, against the other team. When I look at the other team across the field, I never wanted to be their friends. I was never wanted to be hugging on nobody, shaking and laughing with them. I came to the ballpark to dominate and whoop your behind. And that's the thought process you have to have, man, in New York, when you have a team there that can. I mean, this Met team is so talented. And everybody's talking about, well, what's wrong? Is it the manager? No, well, they don't have a lot of great pitching. But you know what? You got guys in your offense that needs to learn how to step up and be productive every night. I mean, I'm not saying the same guy has to do it every night. Somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to pick up the slack off of your pitching staff. I mean, we did that every night with the core guys that we had with Hernandez, Carter, myself, McReynolds. When we had those guys in our lineup, we were productive. Somebody would do it to help get us over the hump. And that's what baseball is all about. If you're not going to get over the hump, you're not going to win.
Yeah, but Straw, and I get it, you guys did pick him up a lot because you guys put up a lot of runs, but whether it was Ronnie or El Cid, obviously young Dwight, Cody, you mentioned some others, clearly, I mean, those guys were stars. This Mets rotation stinks.
Well, I'm not going to get into all of that about how
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it's the stinker or whatever, you know. I mean, it's tough when you haven't been successful. We have a pitching staff that had been successful coming up underneath us. You know, when you're piecing a pitching staff together every year to try to get stay in the race and be in the race, that's hard to do. And you let me say, I credit all of them for what they've done, because you know what? They're still at the top. They still got a chance to win. You know, it'd be different if they was like 15 games out. You know, 5 games out is nothing. You're in August, and it's getting late in August, but you got a whole month of September. All it takes is to get hot at some point, of each player to get hot and physically start doing what they know how to do and what they're capable of doing. All these guys are capable of doing. They just got to do it, and that's what's happening a lot. It's not being done. You know, you get a run, you get a lead like last night, six nothing. You got to pour it on. You got to put your foot on their face and make it 9-0.
Yeah, you're right.
Love it.
By the way, I'm still laughing. I thought of Strowman. I'm still laughing before when he says he didn't like shaking hands. Hey, he was throwing hands more than he was shaking hands, you know? Maybe we need a little mid-80s fight to get these Mets out of the doldrums here, Straw. Come on.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they are in the time that they're not in the time that we were in.
Nah.
It was a different time. When we looked across and we looked at the Cardinals, we hated them.
Yep.
You know, and we know they hated us. And we looked at the Phillies, we hated them. It was just the way it was, and it wasn't gonna be about we're your friends. We're not your friends. We're coming here to step on you, and we're gonna put the pedal on you, and we're gonna burn rubber, and we're gonna leave, and we're gonna get out of here, and we're gonna be smiling when we get out of here. And that's the kind of, you know, personality and attitude that we had as a team.
Good.
And sometimes you have to have that plan in New York that we're the best. You know, we represent New York. When you come in here, you'd be lucky to win one game a Shea. That's just the way we felt about it. If you come in here for a 4-game series, you might get one, you might not get one. But, you know, we were okay that we got three out of four. We weren't going to let teams that was not supposed to beat us come in and dominate against us.
Good God. Talk to me, Straw. Yes, we missed that. All right, we appreciate your time. I got one more before we let you go. So I don't know how many baseballs or photos you've signed over the years, Mets franchise home run king. Have you been asked to sign that over the course of your 37-year record holding there with the Mets?
No, I think because this generation of Mets fans don't really know who I am. They just know from names.
Stop.
What they've been told.
All right. And people, like, to me, it's never a thing. Like, hey, Daryl, can you sign this for me? I was never thinking Mets home run king. So Pete Alonso was asked to sign a baseball, and I don't know if somebody asked him to write something specific. He wrote, Pete Alonso signs at number 20, Mets franchise home run king, down goes Straw. You have an issue with that?
No, I don't have an issue with that. I like I said, I'm going to critique players, and you know they have their right to do whatever they need to do. And if that's, you know, if that's the way he feels about it, then, you know, more power to him. Happy for him. You know, he's a good kid. You know, he wants to win. He's trying his best to do the best he can with what he have. You know, and especially what he's been through. You know, after going through free agent, nobody wanted to talk to him. So you go back and prove yourself, and that's the whole point. I did the same thing. 1990, when I had to prove myself, nobody wanted to talk about contract, and they said, "Well, show me." And then it was my walk year, and I hit 37 and drove in 100 something, and there I was. I was off and running.
Yeah, I don't like it for you. Down goes Straw. Come on, man. So how about this, Daryl? Instead of Willie Mays coming here and playing for what, the final 2 or 3 years? Imagine if Willie Mays was a career Met. And you broke his home run mark. You're gonna write down goes Willie on the baseball? No way.
No, I mean I would never do anything like that. You know, and like I said before, you know, it's a different time, different generation. I'm not here to judge Pete or any of those guys. You know, I wish them all well. You know, if if they ever, you know, really wanted to know how good I was, they would really go to the highlight reel and look at it for real and say, man, this guy was different. You know, he did something special. He just didn't hit home runs. He, you know, played the field, ran bases, you know, won championships, you know, all-star games. He did it all, you know, and did it with a lot of pride of winning. Because at the end of the day, you can have all the records and numbers you want, but if you don't win nothing there, it will not mean a thing.
There we go, Straw. That's what we're looking for, baby. How many home runs he in Game 7 of the World Series? How about those rings? Show that bling. You last one, Straw. You have any advice for Pete as far as being a lifelong Met? You think you should value that? Take the money. Where are you at with Pete once he opts out of his contract here?
It's hard to say, you know, with today and with the agents they have and the market, what it is and what they can get. So it's going to be really interesting, again, to see what happens after the season's over, because you know he's going to opt out after this year because he's having a good year. And his agent's probably going to test the market. And he's going to get the highest bid. Whoever bid the highest, you know, for his first baseman, that's where he's going to probably try to send him.
Now, last year, nobody bid except the Mets, pretty much. That was the problem for Pete.
That was the problem last year. He's coming down. He had a down so year. And, you know, now you come back and you redeem yourself, and now you have the opportunity for yourself to put yourself in a better situation and say, okay, I can have all these different teams bid for me, and let's see what the Mets are going to offer me, too. So that's part of baseball, man, today.
Straw, you're the man. We appreciate the time. Still the home run king in my eyes. This 46-year-old.
No.
Oh, no, 37 years. Daryl, you're the guy. 37 years. I was an 8-year-old. Come on.
That's over. And, you know, it's a new home run king for the New York Mets, and it's Pete Alonso. And congratulations to him, and all the best to him and his teammates and as they go forward to bring something special to their fan base.
All class. Thank you, Daryl. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. You got it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man.
But you got the competitive.
Oh, yeah.
You want to find out what I did?
Classy, took the high road. What I did take away from that is that, first of all, he's in a great place in life. Remember, the first time I met him was at SNY. He was over there a lot back in the day. I met his wife, Tracy. And I remember actually hanging out with them a lot at Michael Kay's wedding, right? And I got to know Daryl a little bit. I got to know Tracy, as my wife did as well. She saved him. I mean, she brought the religion. Like, she basically picked him up and said, you got to find a different path. And all these years later, Daryl's still on that path. So God bless him. Because like Doc, he was hanging by a thread. I love it. Number one. Number two, you know, I also got that it wasn't like he was standing next to him and Pete's like, hey, Daryl, I'm going to write this, man. Down goes Straw. I don't think Strawberry's mad. But it wasn't like they were in cahoots on that. You know,
he said it. I wouldn't do that. He said it flat out. Now, look, Pete's his own person. I guarantee you somebody probably told him to write. I don't think Pete's writing that on his own.
Yeah, but Pete's not 5 years old.
Do you think Pete, because the guy Pete always referenced growing up watching was Piazza.
Okay.
He talks about Piazza's power and watching that. And he might have referenced David Wright as well, but how old is Pete? He's 30?
So Pete's 30, just turned 30.
Okay, so think about that. That's 15 years.
Yeah.
Like for me, as a 45-year-old, and Daryl was our wheelhouse, and you're a little older, whatever it may be.
I love Daryl.
So that's 15 years of an age difference there that could be pretty significant as it pertains to watching Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You think Pete is fully aware of all that Strawberry did and what he was? I'm sure he's heard of him.
No, I don't think that he, and this is not a knock at Pete. I think a lot of modern ball players, it's almost hard for them, for us to expect them to know what we know, what we cherish when they didn't live through it.
He was born in 94.
Yeah, no, like, no, the answer is no. But I would tell you this, here's going to be the answer, which would be yes. You ask any baseball person that you're starting, that watched both of those men play, you want Straw? Or you want Pete to start a team, everybody's taking Straw. And I'll say one more thing. I can't prove this, but I don't think anybody's ever looked better in a uniform in the history of baseball than Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, man.
He had the guns. He was long and fast. He just looked like, oh, my
intimidating
God.
With the stance.
Yeah, the eye black. He had a chain. Like, he had a little swag, but he had the perfect body.
The name
body.
On the back
yes.
of the jersey.
Even that, too. You're right.
Strawberry
you're right.
on that old 86 jersey.
And the pinstripes fit him like a 1980-something Brooks Brothers. Like, just perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I loved it. I was watching a lot of the old highlights, obviously, with this, looking to see if they had some of the – I couldn't find the one that he broke – Kingman's record with, because it probably wasn't a big deal back at the time.
Ralph Kiner on the call.
Watching Strawberry hit all those home runs. Oh, man. Great to talk to Straw for a few minutes. All right, we'll get back to your calls here. 888-808-1019. I don't want to say that he was upset or whatever, but also a prideful player. Right? Prideful player, like, hey, you want, if anybody's going to question what I was as a player, go look it up. You saw what I did. And he is on question. Obviously, the off-the-field stuff led to some bad years. I didn't realize how bad it was with L.A. as far as his numbers. He went 5-6 years without hitting any homers, like 4 or 5 home runs a season. So, But anyway, he's on question. And I do believe, I was just thinking off the top of my head, because it was always Hodges, Seaver, Jackie Robinson, obviously, I'm trying to think of the numbers.
Kuzman later, Casey Stengel.
Yeah, and then Piazza came, but he was not homegrown, obviously. And then Doc and Darryl, so...
And now David Wright is a homegrown.
Exactly, but Straw was the first homegrown Met
as he should
position
have been.
Player.
As he should have been.
Position player. That's a big deal.
I love Darryl Strawberry. I'm telling you, the guy... You got to remember, I saw his first game. Right. The age gap with you and I, when he comes up, I'm watching him.
Right. 83?
Yeah. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Just looks like it right out of the gate.
6'5", 6'6", you know, lean. He just looked like a gazelle, and he ran like a gazelle. And he had such a... The other thing, too, is he had very unique swing. Like, it was basically with one hand. It was like a flick.
God.
And then you'd see him throw the ball. Now, to be fair, there were times, because he was hungover later, he's talked about this as well, where he just wasn't in the game in right field. His head was in space. But when you watch Darryl lock in on D, I mean, he could throw the ball from the right field foul pole to home plate on a fly. He had a rocket.
Now, one thing I will say in favor of Pete, if Pete stays here, and I believe he will, like I've heard what Evan had to say about it. You and I got into this yesterday. I don't believe there's any way at this point King Cohen lets Pete Alonso go. We could talk about whether it's the right decision, baseball decision. I, at this point, has nothing to do with just the record. It's all encompassing.
Meaning he'll never, ever play for another team?
No, that's a different.
Okay,
ever,
well, make
ever,
sure.
Ever, ever is different. All I think he's going to be here the next 5 years, let's say.
Long, I don't, but I got you.
Okay. I mean.
I definitely don't. Not
I can't imagine
years.
Going through this again. Another, if I'm Pete, I'm not doing it. If I'm Pete, I'm saying I'm not signing a deal that's fewer than 3 years. If it's less than three, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I believe Cohen's going to sign him up long term, and he's going to be here for a while. If Pete stays here beyond 3 years, let's say 5 more years, he is going to be the best position player in franchise history because...
Not to me, he's not. He's David Wright's better.
Yeah, but he's going to have all... I know Wright's back and all that stuff. And I love David Wright. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
True captain, leader, all that stuff. Pete is going to obliterate the home run total, RBI, all that stuff. And homegrown. And Wright has the back issues and maybe not the numbers that Pete's going to have. Straw had the off-the-field issues and not the longevity and certainly not a lifelong Met.
Yep.
Pete could have the perfect balance of being here his entire career. Now, we got to see, again, how it plays out. But he could be here his entire career, or at least the bulk of his career, and have all the records and have his number retired up there next to Straw and Wright.
Not a diss, not a knock, just how I feel. That's why, to me, records are, obviously are not meaningless, but get hijacked too much, you know. To me, it's David Wright, the best all-around Mets position player draft, homegrown ever. Darryl's very close because, again, he could run. He had 30 steals. He had a good arm.
And if you take Darryl's peak against David Wright's peak, I love David.
I'd still say David Wright because Darryl never hit 300. David Wright did.
Ah, dude, but Darryl, come on,
I know.
Man.
I saw him. I love Darryl, but, you know, anyway, my point being is that Pete is a distant third. That's not a knock. You had to have seen all three play. I think if you ask, you know, guys my age and you're a couple of years younger, that's why you missed those prime Straw years.
I know, but you do have to put it all together, and you could say, well, Wright would have been, but he had the injury history. Straw could have been, but he left and had some issues. Pete did. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he did, but he did so with many, maybe not, I don't want to be unfair to Pete. He did. What you do is what you do.
That's what I'm saying.
Irrefutable. I got that. But the deficiencies that we all know, and even trying to turn that double play last night to Lindor, come on, good God almighty. First of all, I thought that Peterson was going to get his leg snapped. I mean, he just lollygagged. The deficiencies with Pete are pretty glaring. I don't think Wright had any. And when Darryl was locked in, outside of maybe not being a 300 hitter, he had none.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.